On this Veterans Day, a project based at Yale University is calling for the release of incarcerated veterans who may be at high risk of contracting COVID-19. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports.
Gary Monk says Connecticut has the oldest prison veteran population in the country, meaning they're more vulnerable than most as coronavirus cases ramp up.
We're really just asking for the powers to be to have some compassion around these veterans. They really are in a bad situation.
Monk is an Air Force veteran and the executive director of National Veterans Council for Legal Redress. He says some veterans may be in prison as an indirect result of their service.
Because they have PTSD and other illnesses, they do things that they wouldn't have normally done prior to going into the service. So it's like they're a different, whole different person now.
But PTSD and other brain injuries weren't recognized, according to Monk, until many years after some were already incarcerated. Being without proper PPE as coronavirus is spreading, Monk says, can trigger PTSD for veterans.
It's like you are now in chemical warfare and you can't get to your chem gear.
The top goal is to get the highest risk veterans out of correctional facilities and also to ensure social distancing and other safety guidelines are followed. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.